that is what you have now. And funny enough, I have received that exact same story probably half a dozen times just today. Period. You know, it's pretty interesting.
Well, how does this work? I know that's a big question, but how is it something that's on the bus?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So Transit partnered with a company that basically has the GPS technology, and so they put the tech into the buses. They run servers and systems off campus that basically collect all of this information from the buses. So every 10 seconds, the buses are all calling back to the server saying, hey, this is who I am and this is where I am. This is the direction I'm going. This is my speed. You know, they give a lot of information back to the company. And so what we've done is just tapped into that information. And so we pull that information every time you load this web page and want to see where these buses are. We go ask, hey, where are these buses right now? And then we get all these values returned, and then programmatically we do things with them, like tell you, you know, where the bus is, which direction it's headed, its estimated time of arrival to the next stop, you know, things like that.
Was there any particular part of this development process that was more difficult than the rest?
Yeah, I would say there were a few pieces. You know, initially, and something that we didn't actually move into production, but initially one of the things that we did was really try to show the buses moving in real time, and doing this with a polling period of, you know, 15 seconds or 30 seconds. And, you know, what we ended up with is the buses would move nice and smooth along the route until, you know, things didn't sync up right. And then we'd watch a bus jump backwards, you know, half a mile. So, you know, while that was a cool idea and something we could do if we had, you know, more closer real-time tracking on the buses, it just didn't really work. So, you know, that was kind of a bummer, but definitely a challenge, you know, to get right. But beyond that, I would say the little things that you may not notice, I think, were a challenge, like, where we've got two routes that intersect each other, you know, doing things with the bus stop markers themselves so that they represent each color that it services. And these images are built dynamically every time they're called up. So, you know, it took some really fancy programming, you know, to get some of these things to work like they should. And I think it's just the beginning now that we can see what we can do. You know, I think there's more features like this that we'll add down the road.
When you start a project like this, do you know that you will get to a finish line and this will work? Or do you sometimes think, well, let's see if we can do this? Let's just see.
You know, it's a little bit of both. You know, I think we always have a list of requirements. You know, we've got a list of functions that we want, a list of objectives, you know, we want to hit, and we prioritize those. And some of them we know are pie in the sky right when we write them down, but we know that it's a yummy pie, and, you know, we'd really like to take a bite of that. So we work towards those goals. It's never finished, though, and, you know, I'd say that about any work that we do on the web. You know, we'll build it today, and there's always updates, changes, enhancements, whatever, you know, to be made tomorrow. So how we do that is we have a lot of finish lines. You know, we stack them up. Milestones. We know that, you know, when we get past these certain feature sets to give some value to the product we're building, we can launch that knowing that we've probably got three times as much work ahead of us to, you know, to build onto this. And in fact, that's really what happened with this map, is that, you know, we launched the map last year, and it had bus routes on it and bus stops, and that's what you got, knowing that this transit piece was going to come later on. So a lot of times, you know, it's real important that we got a good solid foundation to work from, and then with that solid foundation, we can move to enhancements and feature sets.
Do you ever have to check your imagination and say, whoa, we're just not ready to put that in an app or on the web yet?
Oh, I like to think that anything is possible on the web. You know, it really comes back to practicality and resources. I think the reality check for us, though, is when we get to that user testing. You know, we've built this product. Can people use it? That's the reality check. And for us, that's a very important one, and one that we kind of take stock on a few times throughout our process, is just so we don't end up, you know, taking a right turn in Albuquerque when we should have taken a left at, you know, Tulsa or whatever. So it's a good time.
Obviously a Bugs Bunny fan.
Yeah.
finally, someone like me who remembers not having this app, I mean, I'm going to be impressed until I take my last breath with this thing. But generations turn so quickly on a campus. Does it bother you that maybe in just 3 or 4 years, people, students or whatever will be, blasé and like, of course, you can do that?
No, in fact, I appreciate that because, I want to be in the place where we're meeting expectations every day. I don't ever want to be in a position where the students are looking around and going, well, where is this? This should just be in place because it's in place everywhere else around me. So I think it's important that, even though what we do can be exciting, for some, being mundane, but also being incredibly helpful and useful and having quality, that means a lot to me also.
Well, congratulations, and I know that I can speak for people who live all over the campus area. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Glad to do it.